Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you. Jake Ballbrock, Tommy Caster, Paul Savage, Chad Chambers producing for us. The IHOP hotline is back open. You can celebrate the weekdays with new IHOP House faves, all your favorites for just $6 Monday through Friday. That number is 869-1240. Let's talk a little Chiefs-Broncos here, fellas. You know, looking at this game, the only reservation I have in this game is the short week and the early kick. That's it. But it's at home. And I got to tell you, Tommy, like I think this is a, I don't want to call it a smash spot for the Chiefs, but I think they have a pretty good chance to beat Denver handily. I'll tell you what I like in the game. I love Xavier Worthy over 31.5 receiving yards. Love it. I love Kareem Hunt over his 71.5 rushing yards. The other ones that I like are putting Denver's team total under like 18.5 and teasing up the Chiefs to lay 9.5. That gets you 5-1 right now at BetMGM. I like that bet. I'll probably make that bet. The other one that is in there is if you put a Worthy touchdown with it, it goes up to like 11-1. So I may kind of, they call it ladder bets. I may ladder a Worthy touchdown in on a separate bet. I think there are some clear things, and I think this is an absolutely dreadful matchup for Denver. What do the Chiefs struggle with, Tommy? Tight end defense?
Yeah.
Broncos basically don't have one.
Yeah.
What do they do well? They run the ball. Nobody runs the ball on the Chiefs.
Yep.
I think this is a terrible matchup for Denver.
Yeah, I think that really for me, this is a huge opportunity for Xavier Worthy, and I know you talked a little bit as to why. I think part of the reason is that this is a rare occasion for the Chiefs where they play a noon home game. And that just doesn't happen with the Chiefs being just the primetime draw that they are. And, you know, for a rookie, and we talked all week long about the struggles of Xavier Worthy and growing into his role, this kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off. You're not on national TV in primetime. He's got now DeAndre Hopkins out there with him to help take some of the pressure off. Hopkins has gotten significantly more comfortable in the offense with Kansas City. You've got the top defensive back for Denver and Patrick Surtain more than likely covering DeAndre Hopkins. And I think this is going to be an opportunity where the pressure can be off of Xavier Worthy. I think Patrick Mahomes knows that. As we talked about, Mahomes likes to try to feed the guy that maybe has had the criticism, you know, earlier in a week. This is a big spot for Xavier Worthy to really show out and show that he's making those strides. If he doesn't, then yeah, I think at that point, yeah, like we can have a little bit more of a conversation about what's happening with Worthy, but I think there's a huge opportunity for him.
The other one that I would look at, and I just wasn't available when I was just looking, is Kelce over his receptions. You know, if it's like 5.5, which is where it usually is, I do think this is a game where Kelce could catch just a lot of passes. I don't know about yards for Kelce, but catches in general, I'd like. Paul, you picked Kansas City, Paul? I can't remember who you picked.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. What is the path here for Denver? Because I can't find it. I can't find the path for Denver to be good. I guess their defense muddying this up so badly. But man, I just feel like Mahomes is playing much better right now. And it seems so unlikely. But like offensively, I don't see what their path is to just move the ball and score a lot of points on Kansas City. It's going to take Kansas City mistakes.
Yeah, the path is very simple. Keep Kansas City on the sidelines. Don't let their offense out on the field. Run the football. Run time. There's something that they can do.
But can they do that?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Kansas City's got a good run defense. That's why we like the Chiefs. But Bo Nix can run. I will say this. Bo Nix can run. And the Chiefs have struggled against running quarterbacks historically. And Bo Nix can run. So maybe the path to your point in time of possession is for Bo Nix to be picking up first downs with his legs. I guess that would be a pretty big danger.
However you want to do it, however you want to frame it, I got you. That's fine with me. Multiple ways that you can do it. But come off the line, move the chains, and keep the clock running. You want to have a chance in this football game, you keep Patrick Mahomes and the offense off the field. It's pretty simple for me. Partly because, and the reason I say this, and of course nothing's as easy as we say in the NFL, for guys' sakes, nothing is easy. But the reason I say that is because, quite frankly, the Denver Broncos aren't the football team that the Kansas City Chiefs are. You can't let the Kansas City Chiefs touch the football, possess the football for long amounts of time, and run the football and control the football and keep your defense out on the field. The whole key is to keep somebody's defense out on the field playing long stretches of time. And so you asked me, Jacob, the initial question was, what's their course? How can they do this? That's it. Keep the offense off the field, control the football, and keep the clock running. That's it. I don't see another path.
The Chiefs have won a lot of really – you know, this may surprise people, but the only game the Chiefs have won by more than a touchdown was the San Francisco game.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only game this year that has been more than a touchdown.
But you know what? Like, up until the last couple of weeks, they had covered the spread in every game but one leading up to the Raiders game and then, the game against the Buccaneers. So they've been pretty good at covering the number even when it's been pretty close outside of the last couple of weeks. So even though they haven't had a whole bunch of double-digit wins, they've still done what they've needed to do.
And I do think there's a different, you know, because the Chiefs have always been capable of like that dud where you're just like, what was that? The Colts game a couple of years ago is the one that really stands out. Where you're like,
the Raiders on Christmas. That's the biggest one that stands out to me.
But last year they were struggling, right? Sure. But when they're good and they lose one, but man, 8-0, Dan Israel doesn't think they care about 8-0, 9-0. They're going to start, if they keep winning, they're going to start caring about being undefeated, I think. That's just in Mahomes and Kelsey's DNA. So I think the likelihood of that dud game, maybe Denver can go out and do something, that's fine. I love the Chiefs in this game. And by the way, Nick's rushing yards, maybe that's one I'll throw into my parlay as well. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's on the network. It is a busy, busy weekend here. We'll tell you all about it next.